brother? News item. According to London's The Guardian, U.S. intelligence agencies have reviewed telephone records of some 121 million Americans. Imagine if such news emerged during the height of the Bush presidency. The outcry would have been stupendous. Newspaper headlines would blare, headlines about how outrageous was such a program. But that was then. This is now. Government agencies crawl through phone lines, and surveillance has now become the norm. Bush must be seething. There are no real protests. The coverage is, if anything, modest and restrained. Americans seem tame about this latest government intrusion into a citizen's privacy. Bush caused revulsion. Obama causes acquiescence, indeed, acceptance. When Bush left the presidency, he did so armed with the greatest arsenal of presidential power in American history. That vast array of power was transmitted into the hands of his successor, where it has only grown. Under Barack Obama, the national security state has only broadened its reach in ways Bush Cheney could only have dreamed. We learned then that it matters little what party wins the White House. Their essential elements are the same: amass more and more power to the president and whittle away the rights of the people. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.